This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
What does it really mean to respect the elderly? Is it simply giving up our seat on a bus so an older person can sit down? The Bible hints at something much more profound when it tells us that our elders have something to teach us. Deuteronomy 32:7 says, quote, "Remember the days of old, consider the generations long past. Ask your father and he will tell you, your elders and they will explain to you," end quote. In other words, if we're willing to listen, the older generation can instruct us in the path we are to follow and remind us of the values we ought to hold dear, values that are often obscured by modern society. Before my great-grandfather, who lived in Jerusalem, died, he created a special document, a sort of ethical will. There was one paragraph on what to do with his possessions, but the rest of the 5 pages were about what was important to him that he wanted to pass on to the next generation and to generations after that. For example, he admonished us to remember that our roots were here in Jerusalem and to always observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. This ethical will is a source of continued inspiration to me. In fact, it's one of the many reasons I emigrated to Israel, to respect my great-grandfather's wish and my family's Jewish heritage. Let us remember that respecting our elders and learning from them can deeply bless and enrich our lives.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Right now, tens of thousands of children, families, and elderly in Israel are living in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help by visiting holylandmoments.ca.